Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch up, an update from our good mate Captain Paul.
Oh, we allowed the people of Perth to have a good old whinge.
And we spoke to World War II veteran Jim Kerr.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
We thought it was time to catch up with our mate Captain Paul from his hospital bed. Of course, he came on and bravely talked about his diagnosis last week.
Yes.
He's got bowel cancer and he's working through the process there. So we thought we'd bring him on. And we got to bring him on the right style.
Bowel baby.
Some of his best work right there. Let's go live to the hospital.
Captain Paul.
Good morning.
G'day, mate.
Oh, we have missed you, Paulie. Yeah.
Miss you guys too. Miss you guys a lot.
Oh.
It's Audi day today, so I'm just having my brekkie, as you can, as I've just had my scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
At Hotel the St. John of God. and I'm just about to, I've got to say, like, why I have the chance, this hospital is amazing, and the staff are amazing, and Professor Platel and all the people who are looking after me are just mind-boggling, and it's not because I'm on radio, this happens to everyone in this ward. And the nurses and the staff here are just fantastic. So if you ever get sick, this is the place to come to. So,
mate, give us a little update. You've had the surgery,
update.
Of course. Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Still got it,
yeah,
I tell you.
How's your rectum?
Yeah, rectum, Johnny, sure did. So they cut it all out.
Yep.
They found out of the 17 lymph nodes, six of them, have cancer. Some of them are on the other side of the stomach wall, and basically where they pulled it out and sewed me back together. Which means that I have to now go through about 6 months of chemo. So, once a fortnight, I come in here. I sit down for about 4 hours and get hooked up to some machines. They're going to put a little thing just above my heart that sits under the skin, and then I go home with 48 hours worth of chemo that slowly feeds into my system over the next couple of days. So basically for about 4 or 5 days per fortnight, I get zapped and then recover for 10 and then do it all again for 6 months. Basically do it all again per fortnight for 6 months.
Okay.
So bit of a journey ahead, that's just part of life, you know, that's what happens.
And Paulie, your spirits have been so fantastic. This all happened very quickly. For those who might be hearing this for the first time, you know, Paulie had a bit of a sore stomach and so he went off to see the doctor and suddenly the results came back and said, you need to come back and see us. And this has all happened in about a 3 week period.
Yes,
so it's been extremely fast and hard for everyone to come to terms with. But Captain Paul, you have just had the best attitude and we support you in that because we know you're going to be okay.
Oh, thanks, guys. And it's like, and I love your support. And I love all the listeners' support. I mean, I just had a look on a bit of a peep for the first time, basically, on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's unreal, isn't it?
Oh, like hundreds and hundreds of comments and lots of people have got off their bum to do the test, which is just fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
And you definitely need to do that if you've got it sitting on top of your cupboard and you're over 50 and you've had this arrive in the mail. Definitely do it because had I not ignored it, and I could have got onto this a lot earlier, and I wouldn't be doing 6 months of chemo ahead had I got onto this, like, you know, a couple of years ago, perhaps.
Mm. Well, and we know that other people out there are going through this every day, and so our hearts go out to all the families and people that are suffering from this right now.
It's also a remarkable number of people who've ignored the test. They get it and they put it in a cupboard or something, which
66%.
Is dangerous. Yeah.
Yes. And Paulie's been so gracious as to say, let's use this opportunity as a way to get the message out and help save other lives. So thank you, Paulie.
Yeah.
And
my pleasure.
We wish you well on your recovery.
Yes, and we'll come and annoy you at home.
Yeah, we will.
And I can't wait to see my Bella.
Oh, yes.
She will wrestle you to the ground. You realise this, your beloved dog.
Doctor already told me I'm allowed to wrestle. I can't pick her up.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep.
I've got to be very careful with me guts.
Yes.
Yep.
We've been cut open, but I can't wait to see my Bella boo.
Oh.
Hey, good on you, Paulie. Good to catch up, mate.
Yeah. And we'll, thanks, guys.
Love you, bud.
Check in with you again soon. And, mate, for those people who are thinking, this is very private matter, why are people talking about it so much? That's because you gave the green light to going online with it and on air with it, mate. So just so people know.
Look, If we can save someone else from going through this or save someone else's life, absolutely.
Good on you, bud.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, they always say that, you know, you've got to walk a mile in someone's shoes to understand what they're going through.
Stinky.
And this this Perth woman has taken her neighbours to the Supreme Court because she's having a few issues with the neighbours.
Funny you say, Stinky Matt. Mm.
She's saying they won't stop smoking, bouncing balls and cooking barbecues in the backyard.
Oh, like things you do in the burbs.
Yeah, but the barbecues are really bothering her. She said she can't use her backyard anymore. It's bothering her so much. It's really affecting her. And she had this to say.
It's a battle between a vegan and meat eaters.
You smell fish. All I smell is fish. Their kids with their basketballs. It's been devastating. It's been a turmoil. There's been unrest.
Now, I mean, obviously, a lot of those things, you kind of go, well, sorry, love, but that's called life. But as we know, if you're sensitive to noises and to smells, whether it be a bouncing basketball or the smell of meat, if you're not a meat eater, that can get on your nerves.
And, you know, they might not just be cooking a barbecue once a week. They might be out there all day.
Might be every night.
You know, I had a neighbour who used to smoke a lot of cigarettes. Mm. He's allowed to smoke in his yard. That's totally fine. But basically all of summer I had to have all of my windows closed because it would fill my house with smoke.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live with cigarette smoke, but I couldn't really take him to Supreme Court over it.
No.
Right? But we're offering you a place to whinge where we're not going to judge you.
It's the whinge zone here, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. We don't care how petty it is.
Yep.
You can just let go.
Yeah. Mm. Because online, people were attacking this lady because they're saying, oh, vegans, you and your complaints about barbecues and having a go. You should move out of the burbs if you can't handle the burbs. But I understand that sometimes it's really challenging.
Well, bouncing basketballs being annoying for you? Because I think probably more annoying is that dude in your street or maybe two streets away with the drum kit. Like the real drum kit. Because when is a good time to play the drums? Let's be honest.
And let's not forget the kids who are quite probably without a license riding the motorbikes up and down the suburban street.
Yeah, you ever heard of that, Kimber?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. If I suddenly was like worried I was going to be committed for a crime. Yeah. I was like, those kids drove me insane.
Yeah, don't get an air rifle.
Well, that's what we want you to do. We want you to
have a whinge.
Let fly, and we've got a great prize. It's a $150 voucher to spend at the Windsor Hotel.
Oh, sweet.
Where I was just there last week.
Were you?
Yeah, had some delicious food with my friends.
No whinges about that one.
No, vegans welcome.
Yeah, and
just
so
fish.
It doesn't have to be about your neighbours. We're just saying in general, if you've woken up and you thought, you know what, something's really bothering me and I don't normally get to say it because people think I'm a whinger.
Yes.
Now's your chance.
Oh, hang on. Merging? Do we leave merging out of it?
Just leave it. Leave it. We get it, all right?
Yeah,
no one
understand.
Knows how to drive.
We completely agree. So anything else?
Anything.
Okay, have a bit of a whinge this morning with the Big Breakfast on 133353. Love to hear from you.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
I smell fish over the fence.
Oh, a Perth vegan has taken her neighbours to the Supreme Court because they have too many barbecues in the backyard.
Right.
And she says it always stinks of fish. They're bouncing the balls.
No.
It's really bothering her. And the Supreme Court judge and the State Administrative Tribunal have sided with the neighbours and the case was dismissed. But she said, I'm not giving up because this is not good enough.
Taking it further.
And
Court's a big call, isn't it?
It is.
Well,
for that kind of complaint.
It must have cost some money to do. I don't know how that works.
You'd imagine so. Yeah.
Mm. And lots of people have picked on her, but we're saying no. Mm. It's hard to understand unless you're in that position. And so we're giving you a chance. Over to you, Perth. Have a whinge.
Well, we've opened up the whinge lines.
Yeah, why not? 133353 if you want to have a whinge.
Just
Sandy
a call.
In Perth. Tell us, Sandy, what do you want to complain about?
Go for it, Sandy.
Oh, I've got these neighbours. They've got these gorgeous dogs, but they're so annoying.
Right.
I move in my kitchen, he barks. I move in my bedroom, they bark. I can't work in my backyard, they jump on the fence. Don't speak to them and they just shrug their shoulders and go, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Mm. You do live really, really close quarters? Because if they're hearing you moving inside, they must be very close.
Yeah, well, the fence is like 5 metres from my window.
Right.
You've got to stop wearing that dress made of raw bones, Sandy. That's what's...
the meat dress?
Yeah.
I wish that was the case. Seriously, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandy, is there an opportunity to get to know the dogs? Like, if the neighbours let you take the dog for a walk or become friends with it, then maybe the dogs wouldn't bark at you through the fence.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't have time for that, unfortunately.
No. Yeah, true.
That would be a good idea, but yeah, no. But they should learn to control their dog. Like, yeah. It's seriously a matter of going, hey, but they don't even take their own dog for a walk.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's the problem. The poor things are bored out of their brains.
I think, Sandy, you need to not move as much and hold your breath a lot more.
Sponge on all my dishes when I watch.
Oh, Sandy.
Fair enough,
good
Sandy.
Luck in
know
a safe
that
place
one.
To win. Yeah. We get it.
Oh, hey, Sandy, for getting it out there on the Big Breakfast, do you feel a little bit better?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Great. Oh, good.
Nothing like venting.
Good. God, we're like Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Have a great day, Sandy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for a great show.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Belle Divers. Charisma, hello.
Good morning.
How are you and what's your whinge? Go for it.
I'm good, and my whinge is I work in electrical. The boys are probably listening. And at the end of each day, the boys have to fill out timesheets.
Yep.
Yes.
And my whinge is that they can't seem to manage to write on the lines. They write over the lines.
Right.
So, that's a good whinge.
They start lunch and finish times and all over the place. And
yep.
It makes me want to scrunch her up and tell them to start over.
Right. Yes. That sounds a bit like they probably did the same at school, writing on the lines. Makes it hard to read, right?
Yes, correct.
But it's very frustrating if you've got columns and you're trying to run all the way from the left to the right and you can't see where they're lined up. That's frustrating because you're there with
exactly
a ruler, aren't you?
It's like they do it on a slant and... Probably mild OCD, but I'm not sure. But
yeah.
Not here, Charisma. We accept everybody.
Hey, Chris, do you actually complain to them and they think you're a bit, you know, a bit of a police?
I probably haven't said anything, but I know they've listened to this radio.
Ah, there you go. That'll be on for young and old.
Yeah, this was a very subtle way to get the message across, Charisma.
Yes. Come on, boys. Life should be a clean Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah,
right?
And there's not a lot of Charismas in Perth, so they'll know. If that's your real name.
Have a great
good
morning.
On you.
Bye.
Good luck. Here's Charisma reading between the lines at work.
So you don't know what it's going to be that bothers a person, but if we all just try and get along.
Yes. I mean, I'm annoying. I know that.
You haven't eaten a banana with your mouth open for a long time.
I'll tell you one thing that I do is that I'm more than happy to park in the furthest car spot at the shopping centre.
Yes.
So I don't have to do the up and down just to try and get the rock star.
Oh, yeah right. Yeah.
But, you know, don't need the rock star parking. My partner doesn't feel the same
way. Oh, does it drive you crazy, does it?
It does, yes.
Ah.
On a winter's day, do you want to walk the extra 100 metres to the car?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it doesn't worry me. I'm the same. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Well, T, if you'd like to give us a call, it's open Wednesday for Crack and Matt 721.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Today marks the 80th anniversary of Australia's entry into the Second World War. And someone who was there, he lied about his age. His name is Jim Kerr and he's 94 years of age. Jim, good morning and welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Jim, as Clancy just pointed out, you lied about your age and you enlisted for the war at the age of 15. Did you really know what you were signing up for at the time?
Oh, yes, I knew exactly what I was signing. It wasn't nothing to do with the uniform, but my ambition was to join the Navy, but unfortunately they'd put their age up to 18, plus the fact you had to show your birth certificate. And a close friend of mine was in Army uniform. I asked him how he got in. Said he put his age up 5 years. I thought, well, if I can't get in the Navy... I'll join the Army.
3.5 years as a POW, just amongst the things that you went through. Does it come back in flashes to you, Jim, or is it something you've handled quite well psychologically?
I have handled it very well, in my opinion. The four words that provided all the counselling I needed after 3.5 years I've been were, the war is over.
Yeah.
Now, that's all I needed. That's all the counselling I needed. I put it behind me. I've never suffered a lot of flashbacks or nightmares like a lot of the fellows did, particularly early in the after they came home. Some people couldn't even sleep in a bed. They wanted to sleep on the floor.
Wow.
But I just adjusted back to those things. And when the POWs came home, there were three stages. The ones that came home not in very good health passed away quickly.
Right.
Then there was those that were in average health. They got a few more years. And then there's the lucky ones like me, that have lived a normal lifespan. And for that, I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
I don't say I could ever live through that experience twice and be as lucky as I was to come home.
And how do you think we should commemorate this sort of, you know, 80th anniversary? I mean, the kids these days seem to be you know, very across the ANZAC message, and they love it. You know, we have a lot of respect for what our forces have done over many conflicts, haven't we?
Yeah, I think that's very true what you said. When you think that a million people enlisted and we lost 40,000 dead, and you couple that with the First World War, we lost 60,000. So there's 100,000 Australians that lost their lives in the two world wars. The young people, I feel, in the last few years have really started to become interested in, well, what did actually happen? And start to read books and ask questions. And it's good that... it'll never be forgotten.
Yeah, well, that's reflected in the numbers that roll up on Anzac Day. We get 40-odd thousand here to Kings Park in Perth, which is actually a beautiful morning in Perth every year, and whole families roll up, Jim.
Well, and our population is much bigger than Perth. We get about 45,000 at the Shrine, so you do very, very well to have that. I've been to Kings Park. It's a lovely area. I've been to the War Memorial.
Yep.
Mm.
And you're very fortunate to have an area like Kings Park in Perth.
Yeah. Well, 80 years, can you believe it's that long, mate? It's incredible, isn't it? 1939 and Bob Menzies, the Prime Minister.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a long, long time.
Here's to many more, Jim, and good to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
The juice.
Give me the details.
All right, Kimber, time to get serious about entertainment right here.
Oh, we're talking serious now. Rove McManus's TV show Saturday Night Rove has been axed after only 2 episodes.
Oh.
It's pretty rough, isn't it?
Yeah,
thank you very much to everyone. I've been feeling a lot of love this week. I'm very happy that everybody's here. I feel wonderful that you're watching at home. If you are watching at home, I don't know how television works anymore. Do you even have a television?
Apparently we don't, Rove. Apparently we don't. It was a real ratings disappointment for Channel 10. It premiered with 244,000 viewers and it dropped to 138,000 for episode 2. Oh, so it was looking pretty rough. Rove said it was clear looking at the numbers that the audience we hoped for a Saturday night just weren't there.
Yeah.
And we spoke with 10 and they both just decided to call it.
Oh.
Let's not embarrass ourselves any further.
Sure.
But what is weird is that after the first episode aired, Channel 10 got into a bit of trouble for adapting people's reviews of the show.
Oh, were they doing some editing?
They were editing people's tweets. So they said that one person had tweeted, "Rove, fantastic to have you back." But the tweet was actually, "Rove, it's fantastic to have you back, but you need to listen to your loyal fans and change the format, please."
Yeah.
Right.
So it was things like that where they kind of just pretended that it was all going well and it wasn't. So good to bail this soon, I think.
Well, I admire that. But also sometimes these shows take a while and you've got to be brave enough to take a hit.
Just bend them in a bit.
Until you evolve the show and make it what you want it to be.
Absolutely. And he said, you know, on Saturday night, there's just kids on different devices. Everyone, how do you get the whole family sitting together to watch a show?
It'd almost be better to do a Sunday night or a Sunday evening.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel a bit responsible because I sort of can't say hello to my mum for him anymore. let's play Margie, shall we?
Yeah.
And guys, Taylor Swift's 7th album, she's got 7 already, Lover, has been getting a lot of love from fans.
Yeah.
But the highest praise comes from one Keith
from
Urban.
Rove.
Who Keith Urban performed at the Washington State Fair on Saturday night and he covered Swift's title track, Lover.
Got a high voice, isn't he?
Well, and Keith said, look, every now and then you hear a song that you love and you just wish you had written.
Ah.
And so that's why he performed it. Loves
good
the song.
On you, Keith.
Taylor Swift songs have been covered by a lot of people
they
always sound good. They're a really good song to cover.
She knows how to write a pop tune.
She does.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you loved Ricky Gervais' most recent show, Afterlife, this could be good news for you.
If you're watching this, then I'm not around anymore. But don't spiral. Don't obsess. Keep going.
You can't just go around being rude to people.
You can, though.
Your dog should be on a lead.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. Thank you. What? He is not a fat, hairy, nosy Sorry about that.
Now, it was a great first season. It was Gervais in a serious role where his character's wife passes away and he struggles to get through life without her.
Mm.
It was really great TV. It was fantastic viewing on Netflix.
Yeah.
But Gervais has announced they're starting filming season 2 next week. I'm not sure where it can go.
No, that frightens me a little bit because I thought it was wonderful TV too.
Felt like a full stop.
Yeah.
No exclamation mark.
It did wrap in a very beautiful way, yeah. But they seem to think there's another season in it and we're just trusting Ricky that he'll know when to pull the pin.
Maybe she comes back to life.
Oh, stop.
No, that's Home and Away, isn't it?
Oh, don't.
Neighbours.
Don't. That's your daily juice.
Oh, that's disturbing.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
And it is back. We spun a wheel yesterday for this little baby.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Yes, Kareen.
Mm-hmm.
Kareen. Dan the internet, no, he's all over Kareen.
Yep, and
a few people in the office. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, had a couple of houses in Kareen.
And he was reminiscing with me about the Red Rooster that used to be there.
Yep.
And the squash court. Used to hang out at the, you remember that?
That was before my time, I think.
Was it?
Yeah. But the Red Rooster, I think the Red Rooster's still there.
Is it?
Yeah, just near Elmadine on Mummian Ave.
Oh, look at you, right across it.
Lived around the corner, mate.
Yeah. Mm. And people are talking about the bakery, best party pies. That's a big call.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Isn't it funny? No. I mentioned the bakery. Matt says that's not good enough. When listeners go, hey, the bakery's pretty good,
yes.
Suddenly it's got credit.
Well, yeah. It's because I know that you don't really know what you're talking about.
You just, you know. You just drop into the suburb every now and then.
I don't
if
want
someone knows
a feta
their
and
stuff,
spinach, you know.
No, if someone knows their stuff around bread, it's going to be me.
That's true.
So living for about, I think, 8 or 9 years, two homes in that area of Kareen. Kimber, you always got to laugh when I mention the Kareen open space.
The Kareen
open
space.
Do you think the name
space.
Was funny or the fact that I'd just bring up that I walked around the Kareen open space?
Well, a lot of things happened at the Kareen open space. You know, your wife's been attacked by magpies
true.
Know, there's been a lot of stories out of that space.
Well, is it that big, is it?
It's pretty big, mate.
It's very open.
Almost like David Attenborough-esque. Yeah, in the Kareen open space.
Here is Laurie in trouble now.
Well, I know there's a dog area, a canine exercising area that's enclosed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. My vet's there. Does that mean anything?
God, that's definitely going in the song.
Hey, they play a lot of sport down there. A lot of footy, a lot of baseball down in that spot as well.
Yeah, I don't need to know that. I've got Kimber's vet.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
Kimber's vet.
Sorry, you contributed.
Oh, Kimber's vet.
Well, look, if we don't, other people from Kareen better contribute to this because otherwise it will be about the vet and the bakery.
Yeah, and the birds, mate. There's a lot of trees around their open space and so the birds are so loud in that part of Perth. It is incredible.
Oh, it's great when a suburb's got lots of birds.
Don't ask me about the variety.
And people are bigging up the school because apparently it's in the top 10.
It's pretty
great
handy school.
Great primary school.
Oh, yeah.
Caroline even went to the trouble of sending in a photo of a tawny frog mouth that she found in her backyard the night before.
At the school.
No, you can get yourself a frog in Kareen.
Can you?
Just hanging out in your yard.
And you love the arts department, mate. Kareen High School.
Oh, Kareen.
Renowned.
Is there anything you can't do?
Well, we're going to find out, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Did Kim mention the vet?
Yeah. A cheese scroll.
Is this song happening on Friday?
Yeah, it is.
Ah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I've got to get my work into gear.
We have faith in you, Maddie.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, first of all, thank goodness for our wonderful customs and border protection people. They're keeping us safe from all
necessary.
Of the evils, yes. And like a lot of law enforcement, there would be lots of time that's rather dull, right? You know, anything to declare? No, go through the yellow door, please. Anything to declare? Yeah, a bit of wood. All right, go through. Right, like that would be a lot.
Is that a Mandarin?
Yeah.
You're under arrest.
That's exactly right. So imagine the excitement, the palpable tension when they open up a suitcase and find 25 bags of powder.
Going to a pretty place now where the flowers grow. I'll be back in an hour or so.
Every time I go to try to leave, some keeps pulling on my sleeve.
That wasn't Eminem when he came to play Optus.
No. So at Gatwick Airport, they open up a case, 25 bags of white powder.
Yikes.
Oh, dear.
Let's just say gets real at that point, right?
Icing sugar?
Oh,
Is this your suitcase? Did you pack it?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Well, what's that, sunshine? Because you're in big trouble.
Well, that wasn't there when I packed.
Turns out it wasn't much at all. It was a vegan cake mix.
25 bags
well,
of stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, probably not the best way to do it, let's be honest.
No.
Transporting it from a place in Italy that makes this, you know, apparently excellent cake mix. It
sounds good.
Wow.
And, you know, they've, fair enough, you'd see these, and I've seen the photo, it looks like a nasty white powder.
Like, why wrap it up in bags with then brown tape around the edges?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right.
And we all know sniffer dogs love cake.
Oh, they certainly do. And Kimber.
I went in there myself. Yeah. I was like, what is this? I'll have a sniff. That's how they test the things these days.
If they ever make it illegal to bring in vegan cake mix, you'll be their sniffer dog.
I'll be protesting at the
airport.
Sniffer
person. I beg your pardon, my darling.
Sniffer person.
Yes. So the UK Home Office does have a sense of humour,
right,
it would seem, and they have tweeted, you know, please transport your cake mix in a more responsible way. And this restaurant, Puzzura, which is in London and Brighton, have said to the Border Force, you're welcome to come and have a free coffee and cake anytime you like.
Nice.
So, I love that.
Yeah, be always careful transporting white powder.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
Love it.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.